Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Is authentic and real. And
did you cry when Brooks and Dunn sang with
That's the other great moment. Whoa, last night.
I was like, oh, that guy, Roddy Dunn can still sing, first of all. And I was looking up going, all right, there's some onions out here. Everybody was crying when that was happening.
This was the, what year of the CMA Awards?
58th annual CMA Awards.
And a guy who's been around for probably most of those, Jimmy Carter, joins us now, brought to you by... Yeah, Precision Camera and Video, Prime Bank of Texas, and Swertner Farm and Ranch. What'd you think, Jim?
It was great to be home and not there. That's what I kept telling myself all night, how thrilled I was not to have to deal with that show last night. Believe was the highlight of the show. I can't believe anyone would think anything else, because it was sung well, it was produced well, it looked well, everything about it was a 10. It was great. I wasn't apparently excited as you about the George Strait salute. I didn't get it. I mean, yes, Laney starting it out with Amarillo by Morning was appropriate and just the right tone. Then going to Jamie Johnson, who I don't really get the connection other than he's written some songs.
He wrote that
Give
song.
Give It Away was way too long.
Yeah.
And I just didn't understand why. Where was Fireman and All My Exes Live in Texas and the things that got him in the Hall of Fame in the first place? He didn't pick this, I don't think.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, there were a string of artists that did tributes, and then another stage opened up, and there's George doing that Honky Tonk Hall of Fame song there, which is just great, with Stapleton. And then they give him the Willie Nelson Award. And as usual, yeah. I mean, George doesn't talk much, but... And he didn't talk much here, but he said it all.
No, that was fine, what George did. I don't have a problem with what George did. I have a problem with what the CMA did, and I'm not going to defend him on it. They didn't do a very good segment. I mean, George is much bigger than this. Miranda and Parker McCollum, that was appropriate. I don't know that Troubadour, okay. But it's just it just didn't have that oomph. I mean, where was Alan Jackson? Where was at least a recording of Willie Nelson, for goodness sakes? I mean, make some effort to do this big. They kicked off the 9 o'clock hour with it. And then the people, they just cannot do something right for people who die. The Grammys do a beautiful job of in memoriam. The Oscars do a great, in fact, one of the most watched things in all of the Oscars. The CMA refused to do things for people who die. For Toby Keith, they had a red solo cup. That was their big salute to him. They had the Oak Ridge Boys come out.
Well, yeah, that was pretty empty, wasn't it?
They never show a picture of Joe Bonzel.
Yeah, that was pretty empty on the...
Chris Christopherson, they just, did that right.
Well, they just had him... They didn't say anything. They just...
I know, but that's where they're hiding from it. But at least they had a great song, maybe the greatest song, from one of the greatest songwriters. And Ashley McBride, her stock went up with me because she really did it good. And we give her good material... Maybe she'd be a bigger star. That was great, though. That was really good. Keith Urban and Liar with Jelly Roll was strong. and American Girl with Dierks Bentley and all the Bluegrass Girls. That hour, that 9 o'clock hour, was pretty strong. But nothing was like the end of it when Jeff Bridges comes out there. And he said, we're not going to wait. First of all, I don't think many people in the first 10 rows knew who he was. They didn't set him up very well. They just said he was from some ABC show that I'm not even sure what it is. He came out there, instead of being an Oscar-winning, one of the great actors, Jeff Bridges, he goes through it. He's like he's having some kind of mouth problem or something. They read the, he comes out with it, he opens the envelope, and he says, Morgan Wheeler.
Well, here it is right here.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Morgan Wheeler.
That'd be Wallen, Jim. Oh.
Yes, and that was bad. And so, and you know the CMA had to choke when that happened because, number one, he wasn't invited to be at the show to sing when there were several nominations and opportunities, and then he wasn't there just in general, and then boom,
Eric
he
said
went
he
the
was
whole thing.
Invited.
I had heard he was invited to sing with Post Malone. I had some help.
And clearly he's saying, look, you weren't there when I needed you. I ain't coming to your party.
Yeah, so we can't speculate unless the CMA makes a statement that
we
did invite him.
Well, they're not going to,
Yeah,
they're not going to do that. So I don't care what you heard. Until they say it, it's speculation. Because this producer, Robert Deaton, he's real full of himself. And he made a show that had some beautiful segments. How about that Luke Combs thing with the oil? I felt like he was in the oil field.
They spent some money on that thing.
They spent some
because I looked
money
at that. I said, "Wow, that must be CG." And I realized, "No, it's not.
No, that was real props and everything."
Yeah,
you have to go through a lot to put those propane tanks out there with the fire department and everything else.
Live fires on stage, not a favorite.
Huge
in an arena,
and then also you had him for some reason. It was like Guns N' Roses was doing that song. He amped it up and heavy metaled it, which I thought was odd. But that whole first hour or two was weird. And Brooks and Dunn, though, winning, that was a statement from the voters, for sure. It was like we're going to push Shaboozy and Jelly Roll and Warren Treaty and all these other outliers that, you know, really aren't country singers. We're going to put them all in country. And the voters were still going to have anything to do with it. They just weren't going to have anything to do with it. I was even snowed to think. I thought Jelly Roll earned it as far as someone who worked as hard as anybody to win Entertainer of the Year. But Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs, they did stadium shows, you know, huge. I mean, only Taylor Swift did more than Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs did in the stadium world this past year. So it had some interesting flaws. And Lainey winning again in female vocalist, that was interesting. It was just interesting all the way around. And we'll see. You can't go by the ratings, so that's really not fair to them to go by the ratings. And the reason is award shows generally don't do great. They're three-hour infomercials for the product. And they're going to also count the 3 days afterwards, people watching on Hulu, and that'll be the number that they'll run with. It won't be the one that comes out today. And then you've got just YouTube. Is going to have clips of it probably starting today, and it'll be out there, and they'll count those. So they'll come up with a number that they got based on all those things, not on what just ABC delivered last night live on the East Coast. And then remember, it was recorded for the West Coast, so some of those people knew the outcome already.
Watching the 3 hours on balance, let me just make a prediction, because you and I tend to do this. We'll wait and see what the ratings are. Probably noon, 1 o'clock today, we'll get the Nielsen overnights. I don't think it was well balanced. I don't think the ratings going to be spectacular at all. Even
I
after they
think
had
so
stuff
either.
In. Yeah.
NBC's Wednesday night is very strong with the Chicago Med, Fire, and Police, and so it most likely will be number one in the time periods. That 9 o'clock time period, who knows? It might slip up there and be number one. So we'll see. Survivor usually does pretty good in those early hours too, but there you can tell by the tone they're trying to go for the younger audience. In that first hour, and they might get it because those other two shows skew old. So there's a method to the madness of all this. It's like they turned the key, though, at 9 o'clock and went into a whole other kind of music. They went totally, you know, more classic country and that type of thing for 9 o'clock.
Let me ask you a question. At the end of the show last night, at the Dirt End, they threw up a, you know, an ABC production and another slide, and it said
Omaha.
Produced by Omaha, which is Peyton Manning.
Peyton.
Is he the production of the show now?
Well, the fact that the deal, he probably made a deal because he's got to deal with the writing, and that way he controls the writing and how he's going to be used as a producer on that show. So he's got a segment in it, maybe a financial taste somehow.
Yeah, it's
got to
be money involved.
Peyton's a businessman. Peyton's a businessman. And I'm sure he was getting paid good, but I'm sure there were some other elements to that too. You know, this Crown Royal thing they had.
Oh, was that cheesy? Is that cheesy?
Cheesy.
You know, putting an artist on stage with a Crown Royal and saying, boy, these folks support veterans. Drink more of this stuff. I mean, it was cheesy.
Yeah, the Chevrolet endorsement was kind of expected, and that's okay. They kind of meld that into the show. But the Crown Royal thing, that's, you know, I'm glad they do it for the veterans, but it was.
Well, no, there was a
Royal
bunch of money, buddy.
Back in the back is a bit much. So let's move on. Elon and Vivek, they want the federal workers to go back to work. They say there is a great number of those that they were not in the office, and they want them in there 5 days a week. And if they get this approval and they don't come back, boy, there's going to be a war with the civil service and those kind of folks, but they're going to ask for a wave of voluntary terminations that we welcome. So if adopted, the Trump administration mandating fully in-person attendance for the country's largest workforce, that's going to be a battle with those federal worker unions. Get ready for a blowback on that one in a huge way. There's been a prosecution, and looks like it's going to the prison. This guy, I can't pronounce his name, Gautam Adani, one of the world's richest people. He's charged by the U.S. participating in a bribery scheme.
What's his name, God Almighty?
$250 million.
What is it?
Adani.
Adani, okay.
Adani.
Adani.
Yeah.
Hadn't heard of
him. He's sent to Indian government officials obtained solar energy contracts. It's the one guy's, Bill Huang, has been sentenced to 18 years in prison and $10 billion in losses for Wall Street banks. All due with this green thing, you know, this has happened to be solar, but there's a lot of money flying around on these green projects with wind and solar, international and all that. It's why you wonder why they were so into green. It's just like any other reporter's story. Follow the money. There was a lot of money out there, and when there's a lot of money flying around, millions, in some cases billions of dollars, you know, luckily some people are still checking that to see if it's all good, and they don't catch all of it, that's for sure. CNBC, MSNBC, E!, Sci-Fi, Golf Channel, USA, Oxygen, they're all being spun off from the mothership of Comcast.
And Bravo, too, I think, huh?
No, Bravo they're keeping.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, it says Bravo's getting kept by Comcast, as well as Telemundo, the theme parks, NBC, let's see, and a few other things. I think they own a lot of other stuff.
When that news came out yesterday that they're selling MSNBC, I said, well, I think we now know why Morning Joe and Mika went to see Donald Trump.
Yeah, they're hoping somebody will buy them. I don't know what's going to happen. These are, you know, when people blew off their cable, that's one of the things that they just said, I don't want all 360 channels that I don't want to pay for. I want to pay for the ones I want to pay for, a la carte. But when you do that, then something's got to go, all these varieties. So all those shows, I mean, I think the Golf Channel is going to survive, I think. If they can afford it, they usually do some pretty good work. But if somebody will figure out how to roll that into something, that's got a good brand. But Sci-Fi, E!, MSNBC was a product with Microsoft. Remember, that was the whole purpose of that, was Microsoft and NBC News were going to work together on that channel, and it never did quite come to fruition on that. CNBC was supposed to be the business channel, and I guess it still is, but Fox Business seems to have usurped that, but CNBC might survive. Oxygen, I don't know what they do. USA never had a brand that was, I watched things on USA, but it didn't know who it was. It was just kind of a general interest cable thing. So those things, I think, are going to go away in some shape or form or fashion. So be ready for that. Many of you have already kissed them goodbye in the first place.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I know you are the king of the shoppers, so I'll let you weigh in on this one.
Well, I don't have covered Eric does, trust me.
Well, that's right. Target. They're not doing good, man. Their stock has plummeted more than 20% to a 52-week low.
They are running.
Their profits rank 12%. What happened to them?
An incredibly large television campaign to get you to shop there. And I will say, frankly, very impressive, in my opinion, perhaps persuasive TV commercials.
Did they get caught up in the woke stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And then they got it all woked out.
Apparently, some people pushed back on that and were like, we're not going to Target if you're going to put that display up for our kids right there for us to see.
But I think it was even more than that.
Bathroom thing, right. Yeah. I don't know.
I think they screwed up, and I think the problem when you screw up like they did, it's hard to unscrew it.
They're going to try to advertise their way out of it here at Christmas. I'll be interested to see, like you're observing. Does this work?
Yeah, I don't know.
So did it work for Bud Light and Bud?
Time is the only thing working.
And a lot of money.
Time makes you forget is what it is.
Yeah, you're right.
Costco and Amazon are ripping right now, though. They are. And Walmart, their chief rival, is doing especially, they said, doing a dunk on the bullseye of the bull terrier. So, yeah, Target's got some issues here. The DOJ has asked a judge to force Google to sell Chrome, and don't really know how that's going to affect our lives, but stay tuned. I'm sure it will. Ford is cutting 4,000 jobs in Europe, 14% of the workforce on the continent, because of the demand for EVs and the competition from Chinese cars. This is what Trump is trying to head off at the pass, and the Democratic media doesn't really want to cover it, and all of a sudden it's just going to be here, and he's not going to let it, is the importation of these Chinese EVs that are going to be cheap, you know, like $20,000 and stuff like that, and nobody can compete with it, so they're going to be very successful. But that's not how they want that to roll. Alec Baldwin's Rust has premiered at a festival in Poland. No one's still saying if it's any good or not. I know Eric will be thrilled that the McRib is coming back to McDonald's locations on December the 3rd. Has anybody ever had that? Bobby, have you ever eaten?
Yeah, I mean, I'm eating healthy now and losing weight, but it's one of those typical deals. It is really sloppy. You cannot drive and eat it.
Oh, it's bad.
But, boy, it's
they give you gas, too.
Yeah, you get a couple of them, and then it's good. You're good the next season. They bring it back.
Does it really taste like a rib, though?
No, it's mush meat.
Okay,
you know, yeah.
What kind of meat is it? Is it mystery meat of some sort?
Yeah, it's a bunch of blended together beef.
Allegedly,
in a kind of char grilled
in a barbecue sauce. Yeah, hiding in a barbecue sauce, right?
With pickles.
Whew. I think I'll pass. Coachella, that's the big festival out in the desert. Who are they going to have this year? Lady Gaga, Post Malone, Green Day, and Travis Scott will be the big ones. Ellen DeGeneres, this is written by the lady Sharon Waxman, so it is true. Ellen and her wife have moved to England.
Yep.
They are done.
Everybody's reporting it. Well, she just said she did an interview, like a podcast. She says, no, we're likely never coming back, certainly permanently.
She said she was kicked out of show business and living now in the Cotswolds area. I think that's where they make the Jaguar car, but don't hold me to that.
Yeah.
90 Minutes, they were living up in Montecito, also had a big place near where Kevin Costner was in Malibu, sold all their real estate, and they're not going to like living up there in the green part of England, near, you know, outside of London, is beautiful until now, November till about April, when it never see the sun and that type of thing. That's going to be weird for them. I don't think this will last, but we'll see. Jay Leno, good Lord, have you seen his picture?
He doesn't need to walk anymore. I mean,
man, he fell down a hill. And I can see doing this. I've almost done it. You know, here's the Hampton Inn. Here's the place where he wants to get some food. It's just a block away. It's not even 100 yards away. Well, I'll walk. Well, here's a hill that's real steep. I'll just go down the hill, you know, and kind of lumber down the hill. But
said he fell 30 feet.
Rolled. Yeah.
Isn't this his second accident he's happened?
He just rolled down the hill, so he hit his head on a rock.
He caught on fire somehow.
He's had a couple accidents here lately.
Here's the real story that people can't get by. He's there for some big deal that he's doing. In all his money, he's... In notoriety, I might add, he's staying at a Hampton Inn.
Is that what you get out of it?
That's what people are reading. Why would that be? Well, this is a guy that always said every dollar, every paycheck that he got the whole time he hosted the Tonight Show,
right, I forgot,
went right into an account, and he never spent a dime of it.
Yep.
But he's obviously buying a lot of cars.
He buys a lot of cars. That's his habit. He had a broken wrist. He had a hurt eye. He had a smushed, bruised-up face where the rock hit him in the head. But he went on and did the show because the show must go on. Whew. Jay Leno, I've had a lot of experience working with him. I've interviewed him in his hotel room at the Opryland Hotel, and it was a mess, might I add. But he's just an interesting guy. You know, he loves to wear those denim clothes, and he stays in them as long as he can until he has to become a performer. Then he'll change clothes and look nice, but he's mostly in that denim stuff all the time, and he is a character. Bad weather. I told you yesterday, the bomb cyclone out there in Pacific Northwest, atmospheric river, they've had a lot of rain, I think it's like 20% of the rain they have for the whole year or something has happened, and it rains a lot in Washington State. Vancouver, they had registered winds as high as 101 miles an hour coming out there. That's unusual a little bit for them. Heavy rains, wind, snow expected to continue in the coming days. A separate storm is due in the northwest tomorrow as the current storm moves east. They got some snow in the Appalachians, Smoky Mountains right now too. Oh boy, last night Freddie Freeman, they had him show up at the CMAs. You see him?
Yes.
I don't know if you. He had a weird, some kind of, what do you call those things in Texas when you have a white shirt with a silver thing at the bottom of the
bolo tie?
Oh, the bolo, yeah.
Bolo ties were very popular last night.
The shirt itself. The shirt had a silver.
Yeah, just right there on the tips of the his collar.
Yeah, the tips. Yeah.
It was weird what he was wearing, though. It was a strange
zipped all
shirt.
The way. It was very almost Japanese, Chinese, Western motif.
Maybe Ohtani gave it to him or something, but it was a really unusual outfit for him.
I'm confused to who you're talking about. Who,
the baseball player.
That's right. Yeah, I did see that. Okay. Yeah.
He was dressed odd.
He was the MVP of the series. Yeah.
Yeah, and not.
I agree with you. That was a weird outfit.
Weird outfit. Most of the women, if you ladies are listening, blue seemed to be the overall favorite color on the red carpet. Different shades of blue. Some people did not like Megan Maroney's outfit that was a tutu looking blue thing.
I did,
but it was, and I didn't. It didn't bother me. I thought Kelsey Ballerini on the carpet looked great with her silver. So that's it. It was an exhausting.
Jimmy, I need you. I need you to do the carpet from now on. The two people they had doing the red carpet.
Where was it?
They had no clue who they were talking to.
I looked on CMT. It wasn't there.
Yeah, they don't do CMT. Doesn't do country music television.
When Jimmy bailed out, they all bailed out. I'm telling you, it was. You don't get good things unless you are E.T.
It was E.T.
ABC.
Yeah,
E.T.,
okay.
Yeah, but the two people,
they didn't get anything.
They didn't know who they were talking to. I mean, every conversation that walked up to them, they're like, it was almost like, hey, tell me a little bit about yourself and who were your influences.
Yeah, we just stopped him at the bus station.
Right.
Mm.
No, I was glad to retire from that. That's one of the things I don't miss at all. It's very difficult to do. If you're particularly on the non-ABC station, if you're on NBC or any of the others, it's tough because you're not there really to promote the show. You want to promote the event, and they don't cooperate very well. ABC plays tough wherever they are on credentials and access and all that. They're a tough bunch to compete against. They really are.
Well, Jimmy.
So that's my story. Have a great, lovely day, everybody.
You enjoy a National Great Smokeout Day.
What does that mean? I'm not supposed to smoke?
Well, yeah, today's the day that people are supposed to give up smoking.
Jimmy doesn't smoke, drink, or chew, or run with any girls that do. You knew that.
That's true.
I did.
Yeah, there you go. Jimmy, see you tomorrow morning for the Fun Friday edition. Jimmy Carter, of course, sponsored by Prime Bank of Texas, Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and, of course, Precision Camera and Video.
I noticed something he said about Jay Leno, that he likes to wear his denim. Isn't that everyone in Texas? Well, Jimmy always wears. Have you ever seen Jimmy Carter? He's in slacks.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He's always wearing. I'm not sure I've ever seen him in denim. He was talking about Jay Leno. He likes to get in his denim.
That's at Nashville being on TV.
I'm like, that's Bob Cole. Bob is on denim. I've never seen you in slacks maybe one or two times.
I kind of got these.
Get some joggers on this morning.
Police pants, you know. They're not cargo, but they're kind of like that. And I like them because they flex a little bit.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Those are called sweats.
No.
The fancy word for them now is joggers, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.